It's 8:38 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. A little Janet Jackson for you on this hump day edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news talk and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. And just like we talked about, Lucas, after nearly a year of travel restrictions and stay-at-home orders, 60% of travelers say they're ready to roam again. There you go. That's a good song. Roam if you want to. And are planning a vacation sometime this spring or summer. But even as the vaccine rolls out and it increases, many travelers are facing the reality that things may not return to normal as soon as they'd hoped. So what is the alternative? Well, we've got an answer to what we'd asked earlier about the toe dip trip. Melissa Doman, she's a travel agent expert, travel expert with Travelocity. She's going to be able to answer that question and give us a perspective of what the trends are and advice for the year ahead. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I got to start with the toe question. Toe dip trip, what is that?
Well, so surprisingly, after a year of being cooped up, like many of us have been, you'd maybe think that we're planning big bucket list trips or vacations to far-flung destinations. But what we're actually seeing is that people are easing back into travel with what we're calling toe dip trips.
Okay.
So these are shorter trips. Yeah, they're shorter trips close to home, often to familiar destinations. We're seeing people really are gravitating to places they're familiar with, that they know, they've been to before. And really what that's doing is rebuilding confidence, helping people create a sense of normalcy in the near term and giving you the opportunity to reacclimate to travel and maybe even practice packing your bags, little things like that that may be out of practice that we're looking forward to.
That is a great point, because you do get out of practice and you get a little bit nervous, especially with a lot of changes as it relates to traveling. So on that topic of tips for packing, what other tips should we keep in mind as we go forward with our travel agenda?
Well, I think the most important tip I can give you is to prioritize what makes you feel safe in the short term. So throughout the course of the last year, we've been asking travelers, hey, what's it going to take for you to take a trip? How are you feeling about the travel landscape? And always the number one thing they told us was that the cleanliness and safety of their accommodations or their transportation options would determine where, when, and if they travel during the pandemic. So the great news is that the travel industry has responded, and sites like Travelocity now have something like enhanced cleanliness filters, probably something you never thought you would see, but we are starting to surface this information for travelers to make it easy. And really what that's doing is telling you three different types of information about the property. It's whether or not they have additional safety measures in place, whether they're practicing social distancing, and if they have enhanced cleaning measures right now. So that information can really help you feel a lot more comfortable as you plan for the year ahead or for a trip in the short term.
I've got a personal question here. So we're in that same boat. We have not been able to travel like we have in years past with our family. I've got a 9-year-old, and we've got spring break coming up here in South Carolina the first week in April. And we're looking at some possible options. And we thought an all-inclusive would be great because, you know, we've saved up some time and we've saved up some money. But after looking at it, the deal is fantastic, especially for kids. But it's dealing with COVID in another country, which is very, which worried us big time, especially you have to have a negative test. And what happens if you get there and someone is positive? How do families need to handle maybe traveling abroad, maybe an all-inclusive, maybe going on a honeymoon, given how different countries respond to COVID?
Definitely. I think doing your research, like you and your family, it sounds like you have done, and really understanding what kind of policies or restrictions may be in place. And I think a lot of that, again, comes back to your comfort level, right? So something like, oh, if we get over there and we do end up needing a negative test, or what happens if something goes wrong, you know, I get that, and I totally sympathize with that as well. So I think what we've seen is that a lot of families are using the opportunity to say, okay, if we're not comfortable flying internationally or going to an all-inclusive resort right now, we could look at doing something here in the States that's closer to home, maybe within driving distance. I think it's really just a matter of families pivoting to what makes them feel good right now and makes them feel safe and comfortable. There are still just great deals. Like you said, I get that too. There are a lot of really fantastic offers out there. And so it makes you think, okay, should I pull the trigger? Should I not pull the trigger? But I think what it really comes down to is your own comfort level. You know, we've had, my husband and I have actually taken a few trips during COVID. We've booked cabins, vacation rentals, even stayed at a hotel downtown in the city where we live. I'm in Chicago. I hadn't been downtown in months, and which is something I used to do all the time. So we took a staycation at a hotel downtown just to get out of the house. So I think it's really thinking about all the different ways you could still enjoy travel right now, even if it's not some, going to a resort or some of the bigger places you may have hoped.
That is great advice. You actually at Travelocity figured out some of the most popular destination and trip types. Can you tell us what you would recommend or what you're seeing in terms of popularity for families?
So for families, surprisingly enough, we've actually seen that Tennessee is the top family-friendly destination so far this year. It may surprise people. Certainly, I think of Nashville when I think of Tennessee. The Music City is great. Love it. But what we're actually seeing is families are gravitating more towards the Great Smoky Mountain region, Pigeon Forge, Chattanooga, Gatlinburg. I think we're seeing nature and outdoor activities really stay popular throughout the pandemic. Makes sense. It's a great way to get outside. You've been inside your house for far too long, so you want to stretch your legs. But also, you can really safely social distance. Beaches, for that same reason, have been also really popular. Really, a lot at Hilton Head, the Outer Banks, North Carolina, even further down south, the Gulf Coast region, Florida. All of those places have been really popular. And I think, again, it's a great way that families can get outside, enjoy themselves, and maybe, again, take some space and safely social distance while they do it, too.
That's great. And so when we look at vacation packages right here, you know, staying in the United States, where are families choosing to go?
Orlando and Vegas have actually remained very popular throughout the pandemic. And I understand that, you know, most families are probably thinking, Orlando, you can't really go to the theme parks and attractions like you normally would. But I think it's really what's drawn people there is the weather. Really, we're cold in lots of parts of the U.S. throughout the winter, so you're looking for a place you can still go and enjoy yourself. And families have been really resilient. They're finding different things to do. Maybe they're stand-up paddleboarding or going to some of the nature preserves opposed to going to theme parks. And Vegas, I think, really, that is always a popular destination, pandemic or not. And what we've seen is that a lot of travelers have been looking for extra flexibility when they go to places like this. So they're booking hotels with free cancellation. They're booking flights that have free change fees so that if they change their mind, they can change their trip.
Good information. Yes. Melissa, thank you so very much. Where can our audience go to get more information and good tips like you just shared with us this morning?
Travelocity is really pulling together all of the great tips and tricks that you need right now for if you're thinking about traveling this spring break or sometime this summer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Pleasure talking with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.